Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
And to follow up with that last call, Tex, just so you understand, the internet language, HTML, is operating system agnostic.
Universal.
Which means a particular code written to go after folks through their browser can attack, conceivably. I haven't seen any real major outbreaks out there, but the technology is certainly there for all of that cross-platform.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, say that again. Hey, let's go to our Geek Speak of the Week, shall we?
You're just going
to
forget what you were saying?
No, I did. It is cross-platform. Uh-huh. I finished the sentence in my mind, see, so.
Good enough.
We can move on. Every week we try to bring you a little more knowledge when it comes to the vernacular of the tech world. Call it our Geek Speak of the Week, and with this week's Geek Speak of the Week, it is Chatty Boy.
Hey there, laddie.
Hey, Chatty Boy.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Trying to sound tough now.
You better hurry up. We're running out of time.
All right, so this week's Geek Speak of the Week is spear phishing.
Yes.
Spear phishing.
Instead of regular phishing.
This is a hybrid or a derivative form of phishing. P-H phishing. It's a more distilled and potentially more potent because those behind the schemes bait their hooks for specific victims instead of casting broad emails.
Right, so they're coming after you in a way that you think, this is for me.
Targeted phishing.
Spear phishing.
It's harder to detect because bogus websites and emails not only look like near-perfect replicas, but are also targeted at people known to have an established relationship with the sender being mimicked.
More Winter Wonder scams when we turn right here on the Computer Corner on the other side of the news.